This is the sixth dialogue between Jay Krishnamurti and David Boehm at Brockwood Park, 1975.
C'est à vous.
Well, there's several points we could raise. I mean, one question is, we're discussing last week the question that truth does not make any contact with reality, right?
Yeah.
And now, I think we should perhaps clear that up a bit. One point is that if, since reality is thought and the activity of thought, that if thought ceases, that would suggest that reality ceases.
If
thought, in other words, that's not clear.
I was saying to somebody the other day in London when I went to the dentist. He asked me what we were talking about. I said about reality and truth. He said, what is reality? I said, everything in which included the activity of thought. He said, and truth has nothing to do with that. He said, that seems so, so obvious. They said, why do philosophers make so much fuss about it? So if reality is the activity of thought, and with the cessation of thought, will truth be apparent? Will truth appear? I don't think so quite. First of all, can thought be stopped or put an end to or naturally cease? And can thought be stopped through various media, through various systems and so on. And we're asking if that takes place, can truth exist?
Yes, truth be actual, I suppose.
Hmm?
Can truth be actual?
Truth be?
Will truth be actual?
Then? Actual, yes, truth be actual. For the moment, I don't think it happens that way. Let's examine, go into it. Thought is so cunning. It can mesmerize itself or hypnotize itself and think it is very quiet. That's one point. And there are various systems, including Zen and the Hindu forms of quieting thought and control, is still not ending thought. Because one thought superimposes upon the other, and so on. Can then thought ever be silent? If it is not through meditation, in the ordinary accepted sense of that word, if it is not through any system, if it is not in, if it has not induced itself very subtly to be silent, and if none of